local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are. It is coming up on 12:11 on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Harvath here in studio with you for another edition of your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. And as we do on the second week of every month, Robin Doulas is here with Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm making sure I got everyone's microphones on. I think there we go. How about that one too? Because Jen's sitting over here ready to go. We'll talk to her in a little bit. And Jamie here talking about a couple of events that we got going on. So first, should we just do the overall covering as much as we possibly can here?
Let's see how fast we can go.
All right. Ready? Go.
Okay, go. There, you know, I was sitting there and I was looking through things. There's so much happening. And you don't realize how much is happening until you start looking. You're going, there's so much. I didn't even bring everything that was happening.
But, you know, that's a good problem to have.
It is a very good problem. We're very excited because there's always something to do.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be bored.
Shouldn't is the
key. You shouldn't, but you know. So the first thing, which is I thought was very cool. So Waseca Legion has, I can't talk already. Let's try again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll just rewind. Okay, yeah, let's try it again.
Start over? Okay. So on Wednesdays, it's called Halfway to the Weekend. And
okay.
I think this is something new. So from 5 to 7, they have wings, fish, or shrimp baskets. From 6 to 8, they have half-off happy hour. So half-off drinks, bottles, and cans. And then at 7, they do bar trivia. So there's a chance to win a Legion gift card.
Okay.
That'd be super fun.
I mean,
I probably wouldn't be good at it, but it'd be fun.
I've got a head full of useless knowledge, so they just don't usually ask the right questions.
You might fit right in. That would
That's
be
the
perfect.
Problem.
I think you should go.
You never know. It might happen one day.
It might happen. This Friday, we have Representative Tom Sexton at the Chamber office. He will be there from 12 to 1. So come down, talk to him, find out what's going on up at the Capitol and all those fun things.
Yeah, this will be a great opportunity, too, if you have anything you want him to specifically look at before they get into session. Because I don't remember the exact date. Is that even next
week? Session priorities is the 17th.
Okay, yeah, so next week already.
Yeah, I'll be heading up there, and we have a group of us that are going up there to session priorities. So, yeah, you want to come and talk to him about something, just stop on over from 12 to 1, and he will be there, which will be great. Pizza and puzzles. I think we talked about this last time. So the 13th, February 13th, and they're going to do it in March again. $50 per team. Doors open at 5:45, and puzzling begins at 6:30.
I love how they turn that into a
puzzling.
Verb.
I know. It's kind of cool. So, and you can get those tickets at farmamerica.org, or you can go on the Chamber website and you can get
I think we said last time that I don't know if that's an event for either of us because I don't have the patience for it.
I don't have the patience either. I try, but it's too many pieces.
Yes,
just
agreed.
Like, no, I'm not doing it. Now, if I could do like the 24-piece puzzle with my granddaughter, I can do that. But the other ones, forget it, I'm out.
Yeah, there you go.
Not doing it.
Yep, agreed.
So, I know, but this one might be fun. So this Friday at the mill, it's password night.
Okay.
So this is what they say. Password night's here again. Test your team's telepathy to guess the correct words in this partner game based on the popular NBC game show.
Okay.
So kind of cool. Teams of two, it's 21 and up. $20 entry fee. Doors open at 4:30. And the instructions will be given at 5:15. And there's prizes awarded. So when that's at the mill, that'd be kind of cool.
That would be. Only downside, I don't think anyone needs to be reading what's up here. Well, it's dangerous up there.
No, I don't think that's the best idea, Corey. We might just want to bypass that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know my family enough. It's probably not safe.
I know. We'll stay away from that topic, I think. Valentine's Day is Saturday.
Yeah. Hint, hint.
Oh, that's pretty good, isn't it? If anybody specific is listening, Valentine's Day is Saturday.
Oh, I was just talking general, but okay. If you want to go that route, go for it.
I don't know if he's listening, but, you know, it never hurts to try. So on Saturday, there is an ice fishing with the riders event. It's a free winter adventure for kids put on by the American Legion Riders, 12 to 4 on the north shore of Clear Lake. It's kind of cool. What's included for the kids? One ice fishing rod per child, fishing holes, warming houses, and hands-on help from the Legion Riders. There's free hot dogs and chips with hot chocolate, and free will donations are welcome. So that's kind of cool.
That's a great way to take in Clear Lake, assuming it's still going to be frozen at that point. It might be a little slushy by then.
But I think the ice is pretty thick out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going near it anyway. But
you know, we had a discussion on that today, and I'm just not a big ice lake girl.
Nope.
I just don't like walking on it. Nope. I don't care how thick it is. It cracks, and I'm like, I'm out.
Yep, I'll find the one weak spot that there is, trust me.
I'm sure there'd be somebody to save you. It'd be okay.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
Whatever.
We'll be all right. What else is going on? The library on Tuesday, the 17th, has personalized clay designs, and it's geared for adults. It's free. The supplies are provided, and it's at 12 p.m. and 6 p.m., and you can make, like, little tags, or you can make stamps. Kind of cute little things, motivational houses, message magnets, kind of a different, kind of fun thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Local libraries are always a great place for that kind of programming. You know, the things that you probably wouldn't think of.
Right.
They probably have a way to do it.
They have a lot of things going on. I know when I was growing up, we would always go to the library because we loved to read. We took our kids there. But they have a lot of different things that they do now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of cool. So go check that out. The Waseca Art Center has a new exhibit, February 17th through March 20th. The artist reception is Saturday, February 21st from 2 to 4. Mark Brown and Lauren Jacobson. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Something different. They have a lot of things going on, too. They've really done a lot with the Art Center. It's beautiful.
We could probably eat up segments between them and then the library.
Oh, yeah.
And just everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said, there's so much going on, which is a very good problem.
It is a good thing.
Have.
You kind of have your choice. You could probably find something to do every day.
Absolutely.
And there's always bingo.
Yeah, of course.
Always
there's always bingo, going
bingo.
On somewhere. Yes.
Generally
yes.
Talking about bingo. We have lots of bingo.
Well, speaking of that, we should probably get to our break so we actually have some time
probably
to talk with
idea.
Our other guests. How about that? So we will continue on with our conversation with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce when your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank continues right here on Kyle's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Kyle's 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
Okay, I suppose I should probably pay attention here. We are ready to go once again. This is your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. You never know what's going to happen off the air.
No.
That's all there is to it. So
we don't talk about it.
But Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce back in studio with us. Robin Doulis is here. And Robin, do you want to just introduce who else you brought with you?
I do, yes.
We'll give them a chance to talk here. They've been listening to us
So I brought Jen Burt. And she's going to talk about Slay and Cutter. And then I have Jamie Beckstrand, and she's going to talk a little bit about the Farm and City Luncheon that's coming up in March.
All right, which one do we want to do first?
Let's hit Jen.
All right, let's go.
Sounds
because
good.
I can't even get the right event.
Slay and Cutter.
Yeah, that
Slay
one.
And Cutter.
There
Maureen.
We go. I mean, it's been going, you kind of start at the end of January, right?
Yep.
Jen, and then it goes throughout the entire month of February, and sometimes kind of spilling over into March a little bit. But so just kind of give us a lowdown on some of the things we got going on here for this year.
Yep, absolutely. Slay and Cutter's in full swing right now. We actually start bingo, talking about bingo.
Yep.
We have bingo on Monday nights at Barden's. That starts usually the end of October, November for our Dreamcatcher bingo. It goes all the way through sometime in March, depending on when the blackout pays out. So we are continuing that right now every Monday night at Barden's at 6:30. Dreamcatcher, for those unaware, is our version of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So it's wishes granted for terminally ill or severely ill children in Waseca County. So if you have any people that you know that need a wish for somebody that has a child that's going through something, definitely reach out to one of our committee members or talk to Robin and they can get you in touch with us. We just had our pageant last weekend. So Robin was one of our judges this year. So that was exciting. We crowned 6 new title holders. So most of them are pretty close to the area. I think the furthest one is about just under an hour away, maybe an hour and 15 minutes away. So we got a really good group of new girls who are excited.
Really
to
good, really
hit,
fun. Excited about bingo.
Running. Yep, they're ready for bingo. They were actually, we had 4 of them at bingo last night.
Oh
so
my gosh,
nice.
That was awesome.
That's
yep,
awesome.
That was fun. The next event for Slay and Cutter is, talking about Valentine's Day, is the fireworks. We'll be hopefully over the lake as long as the conditions are good. There is a backup plan, which I was not privy to that information, but there is a backup plan in case the ice conditions are not great. So that'll be publicized if for some reason we have to move it off the lake.
That's the only part you need to know. There is a backup.
Yes, there's a backup. Exactly. So February 14th at dusk or when it's dark enough to actually hold the fireworks right over Clear Lake in Waseca.
Great.
And where are we as far as the medallion and Frosty's The That's still active at this point?
Yep, frosty guesses are continuing up until the night of Sling Cutter Dinner Dance, which is the Friday, February 27th. The medallion has been found.
Okay.
Yes. And they'll kind of release that information at the dinner dance of where it was found and who it was found by.
I was a little out of the loop last week, so I don't know where we're at with any of that stuff right now. So I guess, Jen, just for the interest of time here, all those events, you got them posted.
Somewhere, I'm guessing.
Where can they go to find all that info?
You can just Google Wasika Sling and Cutter Festival, and you'll find it right online. So the last part I'll add quickly is the main festival weekend is the last weekend in February. The dinner dance is Friday night, the 27th, at the VFW. The band is Los Tees from Wasika, so they're kind of got a nice little following. And then the annual parade is Saturday, the 28th, at noon, downtown Wasika. So we have a lot of units signed up already, so it should be a really good parade.
Very full, but very fast-moving couple of weeks you got going.
Absolutely.
Here.
Yep. February's busy.
Busy.
All right. So, all right, Jamie.
You're up,
we're going to have to go here fairly quickly. We got about a minute to go here. So,
perfect.
Let's talk about Farman City.
Yeah. I just wanted to share that we are planning the Farman City Luncheon for Thursday, March 19th. New this year, it will be hosted at Farm America. So that's exciting to give a new venue in the area a try. And also new this year is that it is a ticketed event. So tickets can be purchased at the chamber office with a deadline to buy them by March 9th, and they are $20. We will be recognizing the Outstanding Young Farmer, the Farm Family of the Year, and the Distinguished Ag Leadership Award.
Always great seeing all of the connections to agriculture here in our local area.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of things happening.
And, of course, all this information, if you have questions, Robin can probably help you out with that,
I can help you. You can go to wasika.com or call the chamber office.
All right. Sounds good. Wasika Area Chamber of Commerce. Of course, we got to get rolling here once again. So,
been great, Corey, every week.
Your Midday Farm Review with the Linder Farm Network is on the way here in just a couple of minutes, and I'll be back with you starting just after 1 o'clock, take you through your midday move, brought to you by Simple Move. This has been your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.